Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie on a rough Tuesday morning, to say the least. The 1-1 Eagles team that obviously should have gotten the win last night and made it 2-0. For more on the game, for more on the season, for more on all of it, let's talk to Brandon Graham, who joins us every single Tuesday at this time, brought to us by Primo Hoagies. Be like Brandon Graham. Make your game day epic with party trays from Primo Hoagies, online at primohoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. It's a tough morning for Brandon Graham, who has always played his heart out last night, came up short in the end with the loss. Brandon, I know that you have been through, I mean, listen, 15 years, you've played more Eagles games than anyone ever. You have been through about every kind of win and every kind of loss a player can go through in a career. That one has to be particularly stinging, knowing that it was right there to be won and you guys dropped it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one that still stick out to me is Carolina 17-0 going into the fourth, and they come back and beat us. It's one of those things, man. It sucked. I still ain't really had a chance to really process everything. I know for us as a group, we all was talking about just things that we know we need to work on. And now this is what we got to work on. And it's two games in. We 1-1. I didn't like that we got ran on, like you said. It's just like it was one of those days where we bowled up in the end, where we kept them out the end zone as much, you know, and then we just dropped the ball at the end, especially in the moment where as a defense, you know, you want to be the last one on there to help the offense get the win, secure the win. And we can toss so many different things out there, but the main line for us is we can't have 150-yard rushing, you know, in no games and think we're going to win and as a defense. And that's just us challenging ourselves. And so I know what we need to work on, and I know how it goes here in Philly. It's a tough day. You know, a lot of people burning right now, and I get it, you know. But I know that this team, I believe in this team, man. It's about getting everything together. I mean, I know all these guys that you was naming, like Jordan Davis and them guys. I mean, I know they take it personal because last night, you know, just talking to JD, you know, I know that he like, man, my bad, I got you. You know, a lot of people, you know, they playing. Kudos to the Falcons. They came out and they took care of business and they took care of the opportunities when it came.
How does this team generate more pass rush?
We gonna get better as we keep going. I feel like you know, we all working. It just you know, suck when you see, you know, us not getting there. And then of course, I just know how this thing go. And when it start, hopefully it don't stop.
Brandon, after the game,
which means they come in bunches.
Sometimes they don't.
Floodgates open, and it's like, holy cow, why were we so worried? Yeah. Well, we just got 9 sacks today.
So BG, after the game, Josh Sweat said this to the reporters. Mm-hmm. He was asked about the pass rush. He said, "We're not on the same page, man. We got to be together. Ain't on the same page. That's all I can say. We're just not rushing together." Mm-hmm. Do you think he's alluding to the way stunts are going and you guys are not synced up, or is there something more than just that? What do you think he's referencing?
Well, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I do understand that you got to rush together for sure, especially if you're doing stunts in the middle. And I know we did some stunts in the middle, and we left that B gap a little open for him to throw and be able to see. We knew where he was going to be, and you know, we just didn't execute the plan because we knew. We know he got a shallow. He's not dropping back 8 yards. He's sitting right there in this cup, and we had to put pressure on him, and we just didn't do that up front. You know, no excuses, but I know that today, tomorrow, you know, we going to work because we know what's ahead of us. We still believe in this team, and, you know, it was good to hear Jalen, you know, rah-rah afterwards. Like, because he know we dropped the ball on this one. After all was bad, you know, one catch, yes, Saquon. I love that they taking accountability, but we got to do better together. You know what I'm saying? Like, compliment each other, compliment each other really good as far as the defense need to go out there and just make that stop.
Brandon Graham in studio as he is every Tuesday with us, 7:40 to 8:10, typically 2 days after the game, but obviously and BG, we appreciate you coming in. Quick turnaround from last night right in here. And let me say this, my man. We know, and we knew this when we, you know, said let's do this segment. There's going to be days things are great.
Oh, I know.
You know. And I'm watching you 25 minutes ago while John and I are blasting the team, and you're listening to the other room. And just know this, my man. I appreciate you being here and being who you are, because, you know, we keep it real as we see it. Mm-hmm. You keep it real as you see it. And look, we're going to have the ups and downs, obviously, the whole season. That's common. All right.
And I hope to burst your bubble. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
And I know you hope, too.
I do hope.
I know. I get it. And that's the biggest thing, man. It's like, it's what we going to do. It's two games in. Well, we got seven. Where we at?
15 to go.
15, because we ain't at 18 yet.
The new math is weird. I know.
But, but you know what? It's about getting hot and making sure that we on the same page. Yeah. Like, I give it to Sweaty. All right. If you feel like that, well, let's go ahead. Let's work then. Let's work a little more. Let's do a little extra. Because, you know, at the end of the day, Sweaty about challenging us and challenging us as a group, because I know it's going to start with him, because he worked every day. I see him. I know he was frustrated yesterday because, you know, we just let it slip, man. It burnt us too, because it's like, oh, my goodness. They just took that rug up under us real quick.
Brandon, here's what I know is on the minds of a lot of fans. It's on my mind, and I guarantee it's on the minds of millions of people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are wondering, are they good enough? Like, we've seen it in your career, just and some of this because they weren't good enough early. Some, like Nnamdi Asamoah, had been great but wasn't good here. Mm-hmm. Guy like Marcus Smith was never good here. You know, some guys just aren't good enough. And one of the things we're wondering about the guys up front, not you at this stage. I mean, you are still doing your thing and, frankly, shouldn't have to play as much as you are, in my opinion, because others should have to play more and carry the flag at this stage. But, I mean, we're wondering whether Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, and Josh Sweat, if they're good enough.
Bryce Huff.
We'll find out.
Where are the players looking for answers right now? We as fans, we're looking, you know, we're questioning everything. Mm-hmm. Where are the players questioning?
Well, the players questioning us together. Like Sweaty said, hey, just us together. Because if we out there running around and we out there being where we're supposed to be and making our plays when it come, I know that it makes everybody look good. It makes everybody, you know, just be in a position to when that play come to them, they make it, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, the running game, we wasn't making it. And that starts with us always. It's the attitude you got to have. Of course, they had a good little scheme going. They were doing some stuff. But I know that for us, We can't allow that and plan on trying to win this year, because you got to be able to stop the run, especially if we're talking about going to the playoffs. You got to be able to just do your thing. And I know we building this thing, and we building. And I believe in this team, and I know we're going to go out and put a better showing when our back's up against the wall like it is right now, because everybody is – we all figuring out our identity as a team. And these last two games, yeah, we got one against the Packers, but the running game, it was the same. Mm-hmm. And then this one was probably a little worse because we was at home and it was on Monday night. It's prime time.
And you had it.
And we had it.
You had it.
And we had it.
You know.
And so all I could say is, Philly, don't give up on this, baby, because we working every day, and I promise you, every ounce that I got, I'm going to make sure I try to pour into them guys like I've been doing, and just allowing them. I love that we got some adversity early. Now I'm going to see how we respond, and that's just how this game go. It's how you respond, and how you gonna come to practice. More focus, more detail, all that stuff. Like, you will really tell how much it means to somebody through some adversity. So I'm excited to see how we bounce back against a great Saints team who's really hot right now. And if we're going to stop Alvin Kamara, we got to do it together.
We have a million topics and questions for Brandon, and we'll get through as many as we can today. Again, BG with us for the next 20 minutes. Let's mix in some phone calls as well and talk to Mike right now. Mike, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, BG.
Morning.
Okay, so Joe, I am one of those 14-3 guys, and I'm not getting off that hill just yet.
No shot.
It don't look good. I'm with you. It don't look good. But you know what? Listen, Saquon makes that catch. The whole narrative today is completely different. Okay, we're talking about aggressive.
See, let me just tell you, Mike. I disagree, and here's why. Yes, the record's different as Saquon catches it 2-0, but I would still be saying the same things about five or seven different big issues, namely pass rush, stopping the run, Jalen leaving the pocket prematurely. Jalen, God bless him, running as much as he did to be as effective as he was, but that is not sustainable for the next 19 games without injury. I mean, he took some big hits and big risks, and it worked last night to achieve as much as he and they could offensively, but that is risky. Like, there are some things that have got to get better, in my opinion, for this to be a good football team. And I hate to say this with Brandon sitting right here in front of me, but I'm telling you, Mike, what I saw last night, and I go back to week one as well, it just looks like an average team to me.
So, Joe, you're right. Every single thing you said there, it would be pinpointed, would still be highlighted and discussed. However, there would be the caveat behind it of like, hey, we're 2-0, we could still figure it out. Like, it would be a lot lighter. Right, we would still be talking about, like, you know, that
it would be a look. It would be a different feel. It'd be like the first 11 games last year when it was like the Eagles won. Yeah, that's great, but man, it kind of looks weird. Mike, let me ask you. Let me ask you a question. Are you past the point of believing that Hurts and Goddard will ever get on the same page? So, I mean, there's no A.J. Brown.
Why would you be? Why
because would you be? They just, I mean.
That's absurd.
John, Goddard is at the point, he's around the point in his career when Ertz caught 118 passes one year. And I'm not saying I'm ripping Goddard. Just, those two just don't, they just don't connect out there.
You got a 26-year-old quarterback, 25, 26-year-old tight end. They're growing together.
Let me tell you this,
they're
Sean.
They're learning together as they go.
Goddard is closer.
They are very talented.
Goddard is closer to decline than ascension.
Goddard is 29, just for those. I just looked it up.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I thought there'd be a lot. I'm just telling you, by this.
Young enough that it feels pretty good that he's got a lot moving forward.
Look, maybe you get another 2 years, but I mean, James, why don't Goddard and Hurts connect? Do you have any explanation for this?
No, it's a great, like last night.
No A.J. Brown.
Yes,
right?
He had 4 for 31 or something, and a few of them happened late. Like, yeah. You have one catch until the fourth quarter. Like, no, I mean, like, you have to figure that out. And to your point, look, I think Dallas Goddard's a really good player. I just don't think he's a top five tight end like we build him to be.
I don't either.
He's just not. It is what it is.
Next week, if he catches 10 balls for 100,
there's no chance, John. It's never happened in his career.
Maybe
he's never done that.
Maybe he's done it once or twice.
The way that these passes work, the way that the offense works, it's not designed, okay, AJ, we're throwing you the ball on this play. It's, we've got a whole progression. It might be you. It might be you. It might be you. It might be you. It depends on what the defense does.
Yeah, but over hundreds
everyone
of plays.
Is trying to
thousands
take him.
In a season. When you have 1,000 plays in a season, I expect him at this point to get more than 50 catches in a year. I just do.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon, let's go inside after the game. So you referenced, you know, Jalen breaking the team down. That news came out post-game. He didn't want to talk a ton about it, you could tell, post-game, but what was it like in the locker room when you got, before the reporters get in there, it's just you guys and the coaches, and then eventually you guys breaking it down. What did you feel in that room after that stinging loss?
I felt everybody was stung. You know, everybody wanted to just get out this week already. Didn't want to deal with what was about to come as far as, you know, what we talking about here. Everybody knew it was to be on Monday night and to get, as a defense, I know I'm just speaking as a defense, to get ran on, it was like, that's unacceptable. You know what I'm saying? Especially when I feel like we better in the pass game. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, we got to match. It got to match both ways. But only way it happens is if we stay together, which I was saying, like, right now, and we keep building this thing because I believe in our coordinator. I believe in our team. I believe we got the right guys here to do it. But we got to. We can't talk about it. We got to do it.
Yeah.
And so I felt that vibe last night because when Jalen spoke up, he always speak up, but it's not like that fire that he had last night. And it was just like, y'all boys don't keep y'all head down. Put that head up because at the end of the day, we own what it is that we do, and then we do something about it. And that's pretty much was the message. Like, what we going to do about it? Because now this is our first little bit of adversity. Yeah, everybody, this team is, look at the roster, look at that. That don't mean nothing, as we know in this league. You know it's about a togetherness. And that's what I say, like, you see, when you watch games and you see different games, I watch the togetherness on the sideline. You watch you yelling at each other. All that little stuff matter. I'm telling you, especially in the heat of the moment. And if we could just make sure we block the noise out, you know I got to deal with this every week and I got to hear y'all talking, but I try not to.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And I ain't turn no TV on. I'm just ready to get back to work. And because I want y'all to be able to talk in a better way. And of course, and see us grow as a team and actually, you know, see us get stronger as the year go. And then so as we keep going in this season, you know, things, the narrative will change for us. But right now, this is what it is. And I'm going to be a realist about it. We it's unacceptable for us to allow them to run that much on us. So we're going to do something about it.
Brandon, there was a point in time when Jim Schwartz was our defensive coordinator here, and we were doing the midday show here. Yep. Where it was, man, we were number one in the league at stopping the run. It was a point of pride every year.
Yes.
We were, you know, allowing 60 yards, 70 yards a game. What is the major difference? I mean, you were here for that. Mm-hmm. You've been part of this too.
Yeah.
What's the big difference? It can't be that. It can't be that complicated. In my mind, it really is attitude above all else. Mm-hmm. But what else is there, and what do you guys need to do to get back to being number? You guys were number one in the NFL. It was like every year.
Well, top 5 or 10 for many years there. Brandon, go ahead. What do you think of that?
You know, we was talking about this on the side. Not the side, but just like before, on how Jim packed the box, ate in the box, and then he leave his corners out on the island. And during them times, we didn't have the type of corners we have now. And, of course, you know, a scheme and all this stuff, and Vic do it the way he do it. I just know that when you look back at our film, he load the box. We run in cover 3. You got the safety down, Malcolm Jenkins, and they shooting the gaps. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different on how they track it, you know, as linebackers than what we used to do, you know, with gym stuff. We downhill first, you know, and what we get caught sometimes on the play action. Mm-hmm. But when you got them corners that we got, like, you know, we got good corners and safeties and all that stuff. I just felt like at that year of the Super Bowl, we played together. We complimented them because we was hitting the quarterback. We was, you know, affecting throws, especially on just plays where maybe he was open, but he couldn't get it there because we hit him. You know what I'm saying? So we complimented each other well because that goes together. And we going to get there. And I really do feel like it's happening because of how we practice and what we doing. Like, Coach talk about all that little details, all the stuff, all the time. He calling people out. He holding them accountable. Nah, this is a little adversity that we going through. We lost. We dropped the ball on this one. Even after 150 yards rushing on this. It's like, but I know for Jim, we loaded that box, you know, during that time, and then he left the corners out on one-on-ones. Yeah. You know, and sometimes we lose the 50-50, but for the most part, we tried to make sure that that was a prideful thing.
And John, I'll say, Brandon's phone
again. Let me turn this. It's 8 o'clock.
Ring,
it's
my John.
Brandon's phone going off. By the way, John, I'll add this because obviously you asked that to BJ. And but John, there's another big difference from that group. You had Fletcher Cox as a borderline Hall of Fame player on that team.
The bottom
line is Howie Roseman invested in Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis, not necessarily to be at the same level. I mean, you hope so, but like to be better than this. And you guys know what I said about Jalen Carter coming into the year. I don't view his role as, okay, Jalen Carter, what's your job? I'm a defensive tackle for the Eagles. Then that's not his job. Jalen Carter's job is to be a dominator. That's his job. That's what this defense requires. And 2 weeks into his second season, and I remember Fletcher Cox in his second season. He was a dominator. This team needs Jalen Carter to become a dominator quick. Let's go to the phones. Chuck in Mount Airy. Well, we got Brandon Graham here with us. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, what's good morning? Good morning. What's up? What's going on? Hey, BJ, what's up, man? Hey,
what up, Chuck?
BJ, you said this last year, man.
I mean,
when we was going through this slump, I know you're supposed to come on here and say all the right things, man. But, you know, listen, I'm going to be honest with you, man. You know, Howie Roseman dropped the ball, man, in Howie's season. You know, you let a perfect pass rusher walk out the door just because he was disgruntled about his contract, something that could have been worked out. He dropped the ball, man.
Well, Chuck, you got to say this. I think Howie made mistakes, but, Chuck, we got to say this in Howie's defense. A situation that maybe could have been worked out. I mean, the bottom line is the one main thing we don't know about the Reddick situation and may never find out, what is his demand? What has he said no to the Eagles and the Jets? Has he turned down $60 million? Did he turn down $80 million? Did he turn down $100 million? I have no idea. Obviously, we know two organizations think he's asking for too much. And there is a point where you shouldn't give him too much. Now, in the absence of that information, it's hard to fully assess, but the fact that he's not playing for the Jets tells me it probably was not going to get worked out here because Reddick probably had a demand that would make most NFL teams uncomfortable, is my guess.
I hear you, Joe. I just think that something could have been worked out behind the scenes. Got his hometown. He wanted to be here. You know what I mean? You could tell. And they just let him walk out the door, man. They traded him for this guy. You know, basically, it was essentially a trade on trade. You're bringing in Bryce Huffy. He can't give you nothing. And Josh Sweat told me we got to pressure the quarterback all together. I never heard nothing like that in my life. I understand stunts and things of that nature, but you know, at the end of the day, you just got to get your ass to the quarterback, man. You know what I mean? And then when I look at the quarterback, our quarterback, Jalen Hurts, right? I'm just saying, he doesn't move the needle for me. You know, I know he's missing AJ Brown yesterday, and that's a huge
man.
Loss.
You said Chuck?
He doesn't move.
He signed Chuck today.
I don't care what he does, not move the needle for me. You know what I'm saying? You know, he make boneheaded decisions, and he had opportunity. All you had to do was get a field goal range.
Well, Chuck.
Yeah, he made a mistake.
Right, Chuck,
actually,
he made
a couple major mistakes the first couple weeks that really are tough to get around. But he also looked so much more explosive yesterday.
He did.
Put to rest those who were fearing for his athleticism. Joe.
Well, I won't say put it to rest, but I'd say he certainly quelled that talk to an extent.
He looked so much better.
He looked more spry.
Oh, man.
You know what's a moment we haven't even talked about from last night? Because, look, Jalen, I thought, played a poor first half and a pretty darn good second half, obviously until the end with the pick when I think he pressed too much. But I give him a lot of credit for his improvement last night. I was very disappointed in the first half when I thought he was leaking the pocket to the right, way too often, unnecessarily. But there's a moment we haven't even addressed. Troy Aikman, straight up. In the broadcast, on the ball that Devontae was not able to corral because that defender hit him, I mean, Aikman's like, you put that ball more to the pylon, that's 7 points.
Well, and he kind of lofted it, too. It was like, you got to zip that ball in there. He allowed the defender to get there right at the perfect time.
James, that's a 4-point difference in a game that you lost by 1 point.
Aikman called it out immediately. He's like, you can't lob that in there. He's like, you know, what are you doing?
Put it to the pylon.
And
Devontae catches it smooth.
That's an experience thing.
Or it's just an accuracy thing.
It is more reps, more. Yeah, it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
but it is more experience yields better results with quarterbacks for that reason.
Let's get to Saquon. I don't want to lose track of this. Obviously, we're focusing a lot with BG here on the defense, but let's also talk about, it's not quite the end, but it basically would have been the end if Saquon had held on the ball. I thought he otherwise played a great game. He's had an incredible start the first two games. I mean, let's put it this way. The first, let me do quick math, 60 plus 58 118 minutes have been phenomenal from Saquon Barkley. Phenomenal. And then he dropped the ball. Let's listen to Saquon after the game on the drop. I do appreciate, look, I'll always appreciate the way Mitch handled game 6 and 93 after the game. I mean, he manned up. He gave up the home run to Joe Carter. No one ever stood there and answered all the questions in a tougher spot than Mitch Williams in Toronto that night in October of 93. Saquon, not as tough a spot, but a tough spot. He cost them the game by dropping the ball. I appreciate, greatly appreciate, the way Saquon addressed things last night.
Yeah, I can sit here and, you know, complain and be upset about it, or I could be a professional athlete and go back to the drawing board and, you know, take the lick, move on, and get better from it. I've made that play multiple times. I missed that play before, too, meaning the situation. That happens part of the game, and I just got to be better. I let my team down. I got a man up to it. I got on it, which I'm doing, and I can promise those guys in his locker room that I'll be better from it.
And, you know, that's really one of many times last night he said the same thing. He was asked the same question a bunch of different ways. He probably answered it four or five different times. Similar type of answers. You could not have stood there and took more ownership than he did after the game, and I appreciate that. And he's a great player.
It was awesome to hear him say that. It didn't make it any easier to deal with the fact that that, you know, would have changed.
Well, at
the
least
outcome.
It's not Ben Simmons, Sean, because think about
you're
how
right.
Ben Simmons, you know, Ben Simmons,
no, right.
I mean, Ben Simmons still acts like he didn't do something wrong by passing the ball when
I'm
Trey
sure
Young was about to.
He would have blamed someone sitting on the bench. He's like, he looked at me. He looked at me while I was passing the ball. How could I be supposed to make a pass like that?
Totally.
I'm sure his teammates appreciate the straightforward, just honesty.
No, I get it.
You know, we were talking about our inability to stop the run yesterday, 150 plus yards, Brandon. Mm-hmm. We were also talking about, you know, prior to that game, we got a linebacker in Devin White that we don't really understand what's going on with his injury situation, with his emotional situation. Devin White, does he make a difference with our ability to stop the run in that game against the Falcons?
Well, I guess, you know, that's a question for coaching him. Like, I don't really know the business, you know, on what they doing, you know what I'm saying? But if he hurting, you know what I'm saying, I understand. I definitely understand. You know, we just need to make sure that we all are together. That's really all it is. Like, I ain't in panic mode. I just know that it's a build. Just like last year, who would have thought Chiefs came through and did what they did, you know what I'm saying? Off a year, they don't have receivers. They ain't got that. They ain't got everybody that, you know, that you need. I'm not just saying we the Chiefs, but I'm just saying, like, everybody was trying to worry about what we don't got or what they seeing, but I feel like people going to get better, and people got pride. Us as men, you know, I know we got pride, and if we got some pride about ourselves, we're going to go out here this next game and make sure that don't beat us as far as running game. You know what I'm saying? And then we just keep building. And it's attitude, like you said. And so how is our attitude moving forward? Because that's all we could do. I'm glad we got 15 more opportunities, 16 more, or whatever it is. And I'm happy that this not the end all be all, because I don't want to end like this. I don't want the season to end like how it ended last year, for sure. But I'm glad that we got some stuff to work on. And that's what you want to see as a team. We ain't do no preseason, no excuses, but we knew going into these first two, we got one, we dropped one, and now it's like, let's go out there and let's put it all together. You know, and let's give ourselves the best shot to win, other than, you know, losing it ourselves.
Brandon Graham here in Studio BG. You were just talking big picture there with that answer. Let's go to a small picture moment, the face mask.
Man.
So is that bad luck? Like, you're reaching out to try to grab a guy. I have always, as a fan, given grace to players when I know they're trying to reach and make a tackle and they just happen to grab the face area. Is that bad luck?
It sucked, because I'm calling. I'm saying, hey, here come the screen, here come the screen. And you see me run right to it. And the first, he just kind of came in. I see him. He juked, and my hand just went, you know, right across his face. You know, I let it go as soon as I felt him. But it's just.
Well, you kind of tugged it for a second.
Because
you gave it a tug for a second.
I did. And I'm like, oh, because I'm trying to grab him.
Yeah, you're playing football.
You know, but, I mean, people can say what they want. If you ain't never played, you don't understand. Like, but I don't make excuses. I did a play. I made a mistake. That fine is coming. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I tried to own it. We stopped them and held them to three. Put a little pressure on them on the last down to help. You know, and so I felt when we make mistakes, we want to make another play so that we can, you know, make up for what we did for the team or hurt the team. So that's my mindset. I mean, I ain't got no excuses for that. He just was right there, and, man, I caught him. And, you know, my teammates had my back on that drive. We end up holding them to three. And, man, I'm just happy we got out of there.
Well, Brandon, look, man, two things. Number one, we wish you, you know, all the best luck in the world. Another game in 5 days. That's an incredible quick turnaround. Mm-hmm. Number two, and hopefully I'm only saying this to you one time this year, yes, not sir. Nine times this year, but we appreciate the way you handle it after loss. We know the nature of these conversations are different after loss. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the way you handle it. And please know, both from us and I know the callers, I mean, you know, and you players know, we want you to win. And we get frustrated when think it should have been a W and wasn't.
For
so,
sure.
You know.
And, you know, just to respond to Chuck, hey, Chuck, I got you. You know, you don't want to hear the same stuff this year. I got you. Who want to keep saying the same stuff? I want my words to at least come out and be like, see, that's what I'm talking about. But we're going to sign Chuck to a 10-day, too, since he, you know, can get back. So, hey, Chuck, I appreciate your love, man. I know that's all passion. I know you still ain't processed everything, too. Everybody hurting, too. But we're going to get it right. We're going to get it right. And, man, all I can say is we got some pride about us, and I know we're going to get it right. I know Saquon going to make the play the next time. I know we're going to not give up 150-something yards. I ain't going to guarantee. I'm going to just say I can promise you we're going to go out there and work our butt off like we do, and we're going to put a better show on.
All right, Brandon, good luck in New Orleans, pal. Thanks, man.